Well, in fact, the numbers of patients coming to us are much more than our capabilities because of the shortage of medications and medical supplies that we've been suffering before this aggression. In fact, we have had declared a state of that we cannot do any elective surgery before this aggression some 2 weeks. And after this aggression, the situation has become more worsening. So you can say that with shortage of medication, medical supply, electricity, and fuel, and the siege, which is still imposed till the moment, the situation is more miserable. And now, as you know, of course, now there is no safe place in Gaza Strip for civilians to hide. I mean, no shelters, no safe place. They have targeted hospitals, they have targeted streets, domestic areas, randomly. So all this at the end is pressurizing the hospitals. The Palestinian Minister of Health in Gaza runs 13 governmental hospitals. Those hospitals today have dealt till the moment with more than 1,500 victims.
Has your hospital been hit by any missiles?
Two hospitals have been hit before. The European Gazan Hospital, and the Wafa Medical Rehabilitation Hospital. And in fact, and they have targeted a rehabilitation institute. This rehabilitation institute, they killed three disabled persons inside, and they wounded another three. At the same time, Al-Wafa Medical Rehabilitation Hospital now is being threatened to be attacked once again. And they have asked the staff and the disabled patients who are living inside to evacuate the hospital because they have targeted the fourth floor, and now they have attacked this hospital four or five times yesterday, and today they asked the staff to evacuate the hospital because they are planning to demolish a full hospital of five stories, which is based near the eastern road of the Gaza Strip, near the borders between Gaza and the Israelis. So these are crimes, these are violations of human rights, and of course, as we can see now, I mean, the international community is doing nothing to stop this crime against our people. And the suffering continues, and it's along the hour now. But there is no time, there is no ceasefire during the day, so the people can buy anything they want. There is no safe place, so the people are scared. The children in particular, the situation is very miserable and complicated, and it seems that the Israelis now are waving by a ground invasion. Nobody knows how many victims will be claimed during this attack. And we hope that the border will be open, because you have to have a free mobility of the patients across the borders and health professionals as well.
The Rafah crossing has been opened temporarily to allow...
But very partially, for few numbers of patients, but not for everybody. And that's very complicated. You can't understand that the people waiting few hours a day, I mean, it has to be opened along the hour. I mean, people are in a war situation. The aggression is very intensive, and it doesn't exclude anywhere. So how, and whenever we do not have the facilities to treat some patients because of shortage of our capabilities and our supplies.
Can you describe the situation on the wards?
Gaza, you just concentrate. We need to have a lung through which we can breathe in Gaza. Because they have put the cat in the corner now, and there's no, the people now, you know, are running crazy. When yesterday the Palestinian Minister of Health, he came to Gaza, they have attacked him by eggs and by shoes, because they said, where have you been, leaving us dying here without medicine, and now you are coming to visit us, we don't want you, and they kicked him out, and he returned back to Egypt upon his arrival.
Can you describe what an emergency ward is like in some of these hospitals?
Well, it's a place where we have a place for triage, where we receive the patients, so those who can walk, those who are hopeless, we can say, and then we immediately examine them, evaluate the condition, and we start to make the resuscitation for the cases, and we'll send them directly to surgeries for those who are in bad need for surgeries. I mean, this is the thing that we do. Of course, this is done under the distance of too much media, people existing all over, and overcrowding my families and neighbors and friends, and the situation is very difficult and complicated.
what would you like the international community to do?
To stop this aggression at once and to uplift the siege, which is imposed on Gaza for the eighth year now. Why? Why 2 million people are trapped in this prison of Gaza? Why? Why? And we don't have any hub, we don't have airport, we don't have borders, we can't travel abroad. Electricity. Imagine that very hot weather. The people are fasting in Ramadan. Muslims do not drink water during the daytime of Ramadan. They are very thirsty. You cannot even switch a fan inside your house because of the loss of electricity. And again, there is shortage of fuel. The people, some 50,000 persons who have been recruited in the Gaza government, they are not taking salaries now, maybe for the 8 months. The people are short of cash, so they are changing the population to social hardship cases. Some 300,000 family members are already now under poverty line because of shortage of salaries. That was expected to be solved after the unity government, but it's not solved yet till the moment. And people are short of cash. Imagine that health professionals, when they want to go to hospitals, they do not have money to reach hospitals. I'm talking about consultants, I'm talking about doctors and nurses and pharmacists. They cannot access the hospital because they're short of cash. So they have to walk on feet. And when they walk for long distances, how can you ask him to come on time? How can you ask him? Of course, an emergency state is declared already now, and people are coming every other 3 days. But at the end, they work 24 hours a day when they arrive. But again, they have to go back. I mean, their children are hungry, and they want to eat food. How can they solve the problems in the house if their families are hungry? I mean, the situation is very miserable and complicated in Gaza. And what is expected from the international community, as I told you, is to solve immediately, to stop this aggression and to uplift the siege at once of Gaza. And there should be no intervention in the unity government and in the reconciliation happening between Gaza and Ramallah, because this intervention is spoiling all the reconciliation, the Palestinian reconciliation, and it's reflecting very bad on the social components of the community and on the financial and economic situation as well.
Israel says it will stop firing when the rockets stop coming in from Gaza. Would you like to see a halt to the rocket fire?
Well, I'm not interested too much in talking about politics, but in fact, there was a deal that was governed by Egyptians, and through that deal, they have guaranteed that the prisoners who are released will not come back to jail. Now they have arrested them all. They have arrested Legislative Council members. They have arrested them already in the West Bank, and they have not uplifted the siege, and they have not, and the salaries are not coming. I mean, there is nothing. I mean, if you imagine that you are living in Gaza Strip without hope, they left the people without hope, and now everybody is asking for a truce. It's like great. We everybody here in Gaza dreams to have a ceasefire. Everybody dreams to live in peace. I mean, we are peace lovers in Gaza. We are not bloodsuckers. We are not vampires. But the problem is that imagine that, okay, there's a ceasefire, and just go to die in peace. Die slowly. You're not dying because of rockets, but you will die simply because you will die of hunger. I mean, the border are sealed. I told you many times now, sealed borders, no electricity, no salaries, and just stay here to die in peace. I mean, that's why the people are refusing. The people are even demonstrating they want the right. I mean, if I want to travel outside, you can now decide in UK to travel anywhere in the world, and just at once you pocket your ticket, and then immediately you travel to another hotel in another country, and you know at what time you will arrive, and the driver will be waiting you. But in Gaza here, if you plan to travel outside, you may take 1 year to travel, and you may not succeed. So this miserable situation now you are putting. By the way, it's not Fatah and Hamas. It's not political parties. It is a 2 million population problem which is not solved yet. Everybody living in Gaza Strip today is suffering.